You are Locked On Lakers, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, welcome everybody to Locked On Lakers. I am your host, Harrison Fagan. I will not be joined by Anthony Irwin today. He is DNP, I'm just going to be honest, he is DNP drunk and is not going to be on the pod. I know, some of you are sitting there saying, wouldn't that make Anthony more enjoyable to listen to? The answer is, and yes. You've probably heard it, not really. Joining me today, as you just heard, is our legally can't call him an intern because we don't want him to be able to establish that he is working out of Anthony's shed in his backyard, Jared Eprom of LockedOnLakers.com. Jared, how's it going?
It's going well. The Lakers lost. It's a good day. Sun's out.
You're just going to embrace that you're not a Lakers fan.
I have no reason not to.
Okay. All right, at least until people... That again, you can find him on Twitter, at by Jared Eprom. Go ahead and tweet mean things at him.
I root for their failure, but it doesn't let me cloud my opinion of, like, what's going on.
Oh, yeah, no, after that statement, of course, nobody's going to believe that it would cloud opinion.
I promise, man.
So, before we get into, like, today's show, I just want to remind all of you that if you want to continue listening to this after that intro, you can find the show on iTunes, Panoply, Megaphone, TuneIn, Stitcher, Today's Fast Break, Spotify, LockedOnLakers.com, and I think that's it. Alexa, yeah. So, like, I could theoretically just, if you're listening to it on that, I could be like, Alexa, pull up the best sports podcast on the planet. And if it doesn't pull up Locked On Lakers, then you should send your Alexa back because it's clearly defective. Let's get into today's game very briefly with the very little attention that it deserves. And that was a bad loss for the Lakers. Well, not really a bad loss, because all the losses are meaningless for the Lakers. The Jazz actually had to win that game, but you could definitely tell that by the second half, the Jazz's hangovers from spending the past 2 days in L.A. had worn off, and they had, like, sweated them out, and they were ready to play, and they were able to kind of easily pull away with that one.
Yeah, and it's just, there were other players that, like, Joe Ingles had 22 and 10, Jay Crowder had 18 points, Royce O'Neal had 15, but, like, it's just clear that Donovan Mitchell is the best player on the court, and that's pretty, if he wasn't in the game, obviously it would be closer, but, like, that's really just the separating factor between the two teams, that you could tell that, okay, there is one star on the court and it's not Tyler Ennis.
And that's been the case in a lot of the Lakers games over the last couple years. And this year, like, there were a couple games where the young players were able to do an impression of a star. None of them are stars yet, but they were able to show that maybe they could be that.
Yeah, like, most recently against the Spurs with Kuzma just taking over in overtime, like, he showed, like, okay, he could be a lead player, but right now he's not because he's, like, what, 22, 21?
Yeah, and so, like, those guys aren't that yet. Donovan Mitchell is already pretty close to there. I actually thought it was funny. I saw somebody arguing with the Utah Jazz SB Nation account that any rookie could have done what Donovan Mitchell did this year, and maybe even better, because the Jazz just needed somebody to get up shots. And it's like, I mean, honestly, like, if that's your basketball opinion, I just don't know how to take anything. Like, and they justifiably laughed at this person arguing that, because, like, they, Anthony and I have talked about on the show this year that there is a skill in creating something.
Yeah.
But Donovan Mitchell is not creating something. Like, he is creating good things.
Yeah. If that was the case, De'Aaron Fox would also be in the NBA or in the Rookie of the Year conversation.
If he was on the Jazz, according to this person.
No, he just said, like, all you need to do is shoot a lot of shots.
Shoot a lot of shots and be backed up by, like, a good defense and things like that. But, like,
okay, so just have your entire surrounding talent be perfect is what he's saying.
And, like, I don't think that that's the case.
Donovan Mitchell's a system player.
Yeah. Donovan Mitchell is, like, is a product of the Jazz's system and roster fit, and just not actually good at basketball. He will be exposed one day.
Precisely.
No, hopefully nobody plays that clip out of context at some point on Freezing Cold Takes. No, I just, like, the thing that really struck me while watching this game is that we have obviously figured out who the Lakers' backcourt of the future is, And it's Josh Hart, who was 22 points and on 9 25. Of 15 shooting. 25. Oh, I'm sorry. My box score didn't update.
Yeah.
But he had 25 points and was really good today. I thought he was able to score from pretty much everywhere on the court. He showed that, again, the Lakers have, like, at least three guys, maybe even four, if Thomas Bryant can, like, get his defense up to an NBA level in this draft class that can be NBA contributors. And Josh Hart might even be more than, like, just a 3-and-D role player. And then the other guy, obviously part of that backcourt of the future, is Tyler Ennis, who had 22 points, 9 of 18 shooting, six rebounds, yeah. 2 assists, as he continues to troll the Lakers by playing late in the season,
yeah,
and getting them to re-sign him and then being like, haha, JK, you thought I was good? No.
Yeah, it's this thing, and it works with fans too, because I'm sure, I mean, maybe not with the Lakers in this sense, because their, like, season doesn't really mean anything now, but, like, it's a case around the league where what you do in, like, the first 10 games of the season and the last 10 games of the season really dictates people's opinions of you, because that's when people are watching basketball.
Yeah.
And he's put together a couple good games in a row, and so there are probably a lot of Lakers fans, like, Tyler Ennis was better than Lonzo Ball this season because Lonzo didn't play towards the end was garbage.
I really hope somebody
beginning.
Tweets that at me at some point.
That would be like, but I'm serious. There probably are some people that think Tyler Ennis is a league average or maybe slightly below average guard, when the sample size doesn't prove that, but these last couple games say that.
Yeah, I mean, he played, like, pretty well, like, against the Spurs.
Yeah.
And then he played pretty well in this game, so that's 2 out of 3. So the Lakers are surely going to re-sign him this offseason. And Anthony will probably put his fist through a wall, I think.
Or his mouth.
Yeah, or, yeah. I don't know that he would recover. Like, I'm actually glad that I'm recording this with you today and not him, because I don't think that he'd be able to handle it that Tyler Ennis played well. And I think I would have just made fun.
He'd be in denial.
I would have just trolled him and been like, okay, we got to talk about Tyler Ennis.
That's the entire podcast.
The entire podcast. Should the Lakers re-sign Tyler Ennis?
How much should they pay
Tyler Tyler Ennis this offseason? No, okay, so I don't really want to talk too much about this game, so after this, we're going to have hopefully a more entertaining discussion than the 6 minutes that you just listened to, but no promises. We will rejoin you here in a second. I lied. It was about 4 seconds, but Jared, the real thing that struck me while watching today's game, besides Tyler Ennis' greatness, was, are there any reasons to I was thinking about this honestly to myself, and I actually tweeted it out sitting there. Like, I was sitting there and I'm like, would I be watching this if it was not my job and I was not being paid to watch this? And I don't know that I would.
Don't know?
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know? The answer's no.
Well, the answer's probably no. But it sounds bad if I don't say I don't know.
Okay, well, I don't get paid to do this, and I can say I woke up this morning, like, a little bit before 10, and I was like, let me see what, like, NBA games are on today. There should be a full slate of games. And I scrolled through the entire schedule, and
just started crying.
Yeah, like, my phone just started, like, it just shut off.
Oh, that's right, you're a millennial. You don't have a computer. You just only use your phone.
They're either a tanking team against a tanking team against a non-tanking team, or a team that's already solidified itself in the playoffs against, like, a tanking team, and, like, I don't want to watch
that.
That's
late season NBA basketball, and that's kind of where the Lakers are at right now.
But, like, last night there were a couple good games. Like, you had the Thunder and the Rockets, yeah. And there will be other good games to come. I know Denver plays Minnesota, and I think Minnesota plays the Spurs, so there will be good games.
So what you're saying is people should watch those games and not the Lakers.
Well, the Lakers play the Rockets next.
Yeah.
And considering what happened to the Rockets last night against the Thunder, like, I'm assuming James Harden's going to go for, like, 50.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Rockets have their seed locked up, right?
Yeah, I mean, but it's not about... That could also be the other thing. They could just rest now.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I'm sitting here, and I'm trying to think of reasons to continue watching this awful basketball team right now. Because right now, Kuzma's out, Lonzo's out, Ingram's out, Isaiah Thomas is out. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding about that last one. That was just so that when Anthony listens to this tomorrow, he gets really mad. Those four guys are out, and, like, I think there's a couple reasons to keep watching them, but it's getting hard with just two games left to play. Like if you were, you know, you are talking to Lakers fans right now, so give Lakers fans one reason why you would watch this team other than me making you for your not internship.
If I'm going to go under the assumption that James Harden will not play on Tuesday against the Lakers. The next game, Lakers at Clippers, the fight for who really owns the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah, battle for LA.
Yeah.
You'll get to watch Tyler Ennis try and defend the Lakers franchise glory
Lou Williams
on the second night of a back-to-back against Lou Williams, like former, like current backup Lakers great and former backup Lakers great.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, I think really if we're looking at actual reasons, the first one's Josh Hart, because if he's still healthy and he's going to play, which that was in doubt when he first hurt his hand. Like, there was some talk that the Lakers may just shut him down for the season because he would be coming back with not that many games left. But he went out today and he really balled out against the Jazz. And, like, if he's going to keep showing, and, like, the Jazz had everything to play for. They're the second best defense in the league. Like,
yeah,
this is not something that we can just go, like, oh, they were playing another tanking team. Disregard it. It doesn't mean anything.
Or a team that was already solidified in the playoffs.
Exactly. Like, this meant something.
This Jazz confirmed their playoff berth.
Yeah, the Jazz had to clinch a playoff spot today. And for Ennis to go out, or sorry, not Ennis. For Hart to go out.
Pretty interchangeable.
In this game, yeah. For Hart to go out there and play as well as he did while in a role that he has not really played this season of being kind of the Lakers' go-to scorer, like, I was impressed, honestly. And we knew that he had done that type of role. Like, at Villanova, he had been kind of the guy. But
I don't know about maybe, yeah.
One of the guys. At least more of a guy than he has been for the Lakers this season.
Yeah, he was mostly just 3-and-D. Yeah, and
for the Lakers this year, there were a lot of times where, like, I know, like, people were watching, and, like, we were saying, like, why isn't Josh Hart, like, ever getting to touch the ball, really? Like, he's mostly just kind of an off-ball player right now. And maybe that's where the Lakers see him for right now, and maybe that's where they see him in the future. Maybe that's what he is. But we got to see today that he does have some skills on the ball, and he can kind of score from every level of the defense. And that's kind of important for the team moving forward. If they found a guy like that with the 28th?
Wasn't he a second-round pick?
No, he was 28th or 29th.
So they had three
or 30th. He was after – I know Kuzma was 27. I'm blanking on – I'm forgetting which specific pick Hart was.
I'll look it up.
And, I mean, it doesn't matter. He was a very late first-rounder. And so for them to – No, was he second round?
That's what I'm saying. He was first round 30. You're right.
I knew it. First rounder.
I thought he was.
Okay, so we're just going to cut that whole part, and and I'll pretend. I'm just going to re-record this. Josh Hart was definitely a first round pick.
There we go.
He was number 30, as it would happen. But yeah, I mean, he had a revenge game against Utah today, and he just said, like, hey, you're going to trade, like, my rights for to move up and take, I forget who they even took, but it was Utah that they traded down with.
Dude,
it doesn't matter.
I don't
but
pay attention.
Kuzma and Hart, Hart had revenge game tonight. And if he can continue playing well down the stretch of the season, or really just playing at all, he's at least one reason to continue watching the Lakers.
I think that's fair because, like you said, he's probably not going to serve as a lead guard, especially when the Lakers sign LeBron, Paul George, and DeMarcus Cousins in the offseason. As Lakers Twitter, like, basically convinced me of, but that's really what you want, because if the future of this team, if this team is supposed to be a title contender, you need at least one guard off the bench who is not like your typical, he's not going to go get 20 every night, but he can get 20 for you if he's given the opportunity.
Like, and if he absolutely needs to, or can put it into the perfect spot, like, to do it. Or, like, just can be a guy who, like, when he pump fakes, he can get to the basket. And he can do, like, these other things just in smaller doses.
Yeah. And, like, with, I'm not saying Lonzo's injury prone, because that's a bit early to assume, but if whoever the starting point guard for the Lakers down the line gets injured and you need to win games when they matter. Like, this season didn't matter. It didn't matter if Lonzo was out the entire season or if he missed no games.
How dare you?
I'm just being honest. Like, they weren't going to make the playoffs.
No, they weren't. But, I mean, it mattered. It matters
that
he played.
What I meant as far as wins, because what
So, first, you're like, I'm not going to say that he's injury-prone, but I'm also not going to say that he's definitely the Lakers' starting point guard of the future. And then you implied that his season didn't matter, so.
I meant as far as wins go, because, like, what I meant was, in a season where your wins matter because of playoff seeding, like, if they're in this hunt right now, assuming, like, let's just assume they're the Nuggets in this situation, and their starting point guard goes down, they need someone who can replace Lonzo to score and to facilitate and to be the go-to guy. And we saw that he can do that tonight. And it will, like you said, it will be good to see if he can continue to do these again, continue to do this against the Rockets and the Clippers.
Yeah. And so we're going to try and come up with a few more reasons to continue watching the team here in a second. Okay, so I threw that question out on Twitter, like I said. I think it is telling that the only response that I got was from @EnderQH, and he says, spent the past 7 minutes trying to come up with something witty or even sarcastic. Failed. You right. No reason.
That's basically where... Yeah, that's where I'm at right now, too. Has Julius Randle recorded a triple-double? I know he's been close a couple games. I don't know if he's actually ever done it.
I think he had one.
Okay, I was going to say, let's just, like, hope for the...
I mean, Julius Randle playing in all 82 games this season, like, that's something. No, I'm saying it's something to watch for.
Got a knock on
Thank
wood.
You. So you crack your knuckles near the mic.
Yes, and you, I knock on wood.
This is why you're the not intern here. It's like, we got to house train you on, like, how to record podcasts.
Yeah, it's
podcasts.
Definitely not for legal reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think... What were we even talking about?
Julius Randle.
Julius Randle. So, watching for that, I mean, even if he can get one
he
of those.
He had one this season.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And so, but still, playing in 82 games, if he does it, is something meaningful. He said that's something meaningful
to
him.
Put a banner up.
And also, it's something that, like, going forward, it's two more chances to watch Randle play in a Laker uniform, because as well as he has played this season, I think that he was the Lakers' best player. I still think there are some obstacles to him continuing to be the Lakers' best player and continuing to be a Laker this summer. There's, like, the restricted free agency thing might work for the Lakers, but it might work against the Lakers if somebody throws him a big offer. And he's been good enough that somebody will probably throw him a big offer. Like,
yeah.
You can say that there aren't a lot of teams with cap space, and that's fine. But the guys that we've seen languish in restricted free agency over the last couple of years. Allen Crabbe. Nerlens Noel, like guys who...
Don't bring Nerlens Noel up.
I'm just saying, like, guys who people are kind of projecting that they can do big things.
Yeah.
But they haven't really done them yet. Randle now has done them. And I think that there are going to be teams that are like, these idiots think they're signing LeBron and Paul George. I'm going to go after Randle right now and swipe him from under their
noses. Yeah, because that's also the smart thing to do, because if a team really sees value in Randle and the Lakers are still hopeful that they can sign a big name, they're not going to want to pay him whatever the market asks for, or that whatever the market ends up paying him, because they're like, oh no, we need cap space.
Yeah.
We're just going to buy, basically.
Yeah.
Assuming that the team can get Randle. I know there is no tampering, but if they can get him to sign at midnight on July 1st.
Yeah.
You know, the Mavericks have a history of getting...
I mean, a lot of teams have a history. A lot of teams have a history of signing guys at midnight when you technically aren't. You just come to an agreement in 30 seconds on the phone.
Oh, definitely,
it's really simple. I'm trying to think, like, any. You know, we've said this over and over again this year, and at this point, I think it's probably just not happening, given all the injuries that he's still not playing. But some Thomas Bryant playing time in the NBA. Now that he's done in South Bay, their season's over. Now that he's, like, fully called up to the team and there's literally nothing left to play for, like, you got to get Thomas Bryant some minutes in the NBA.
Especially if Brooke Lopez is going to go 0 for 10 with, like, 4 rebounds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Which, again, I think I said this on Twitter, but that has got to be the first time that Brooke Lopez has ever had more rebounds than points in an NBA game. And, like, yeah, and even aside from that, even if he was playing well, like, we're past the point where the Lakers, they have too many injuries to be winning most of these games. Maybe they could probably beat the Clippers. They could maybe beat the Clippers. That could be, like, a game that is very winnable. But the Rockets, if the Rockets are trying, the Lakers are not going to beat the Rockets. I mean, I see what you're saying if you're like, well, why send Thomas Bryant into that meat grinder?
Yeah.
But at the same time, Let him get a chance to, like, get some minutes against NBA players, I think. Because I think there's value in that, even if he gets eaten up. Because it's motivation for the summer to, like, that's how good I have to get, even with as much success I had in the G League.
And I think it helps, too, because, like, it's not like Brook Lopez is fighting for his job. Like, they don't... Obviously, like, he's a free agent, and they don't know if they're going to re-sign him, but he doesn't have to prove anything to anybody.
And you don't have to bench Brook Lopez. Just don't, like, play Travis Ware. Or don't play Avita
Zubac. Just bench Brook Lopez. Like, what's the point of playing him?
I don't know. Like, appearances?
Sure. But, like, it's not – Brook Lopez doesn't need to prove anything to anybody. You know what you're getting with Brook Lopez.
I don't think it's a prove thing. I think it's, like, a pride thing.
No, I understand like that. But what I'm saying is, like, that – then it has no reason – he has no reason to play in comparison to Thomas Bryant, who still needs to prove that we don't know if he's an NBA player. People seem to think he is, but no one can officially say, like, oh, he's shown that he has the ability to play in this league. Like, run him out against Clint Capella. Let him get eaten in the pick and roll 15 times. Like,
yeah, he'll learn what he needs to work on this summer.
Yeah, he'll learn that, hey, maybe I need to guard the pick and roll.
Yeah. Any other reasons that you can think of that people should continue to watch the Lakers?
See if Tyler Ennis can put together three 20-point games in a row.
Yeah, I guess, Luol Deng, is he still alive? Can look for him on the bench, I guess?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Do we really know at this point?
I think we know. I think we know he's probably alive, but I can't verify that.
Do you think the Nets are going to sign him in the offseason, Luol Deng?
Or even though he's not going to be a free agent.
Yeah, but they're just going to trade him. They're like, hey, Luol Deng for D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, they're like, send us another young player and we'll take another big contract.
Ennis and Luol Deng for D'Angelo Russell.
Hey, you know? Like,
don't rule it out.
Don't, but like, Sean Marks, get on the line. I think Magic has an offer for you. So we'll wrap up on this. Jared, you've been a Locked On Lakers not intern for about 2 or 3 weeks now. Yeah. Least favorite thing about Anthony?
I'm not even going to say, what my least favorite thing about Anthony is that he wears flip-flops instead of just wearing no shoes.
That is a little weird.
What's the point?
Yeah, I don't know.
And he wore flip-flops.
He's like, jeans. Look, hello, fellow beachgoers.
Yeah, like dude, we're in, can we reveal our location?
Yeah.
We're in Orange County.
He's in a California mood, man.
Yeah, but it's not, so first of all, it's flip-flops inside, and two, it's flip-flops with jeans. Don't. That's all I said, just don't.
Okay. Next one, Harrison Fagan, like, good boss or best boss?
I'll say good.
Okay.
I don't have much experience with bosses.
Okay, that's hurtful, but, you know, like, set the bar low, I can exceed
I'm applying for a job at one of my, like, favorite clothing lines, so I don't know if my boss there is going to be great, so I don't want
to. That's true, and you don't want to, like, you don't want to poison the waters there.
Yeah, and I don't want them to catch wind of this because they know I'm such a high, like, a high.
Yeah, they're like, all right, let's go listen to the last 2 minutes of this podcast.
Well, they know I'm such a high-end writer, and, like, I'm going to basically run the sports media industry in, like, 10 years.
So. Yeah, and so they want to hire you to, like, rack their clothes.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think. Like, is there anything else that you learned from your visit to Locked On Lakers headquarters, aka Anthony's house, that you feel like our listeners should be aware of that will not get us in legal trouble?
Because
that was actually a pretty solid roast of Anthony. So
they
like,
actually have social skills. The bloggers, the blogger boy, the blog.
Well,
boys.
You say that as a blog boy.
That's what
so
I'm
like,
saying. But like, it was like I wasn't there, and like everyone was kind of just like feverishly laughing or on their phone. Like there was actual dialogue and signs of human life.
Okay, signs of human life. We'll take it. We're blog
take that,
boys.
Kevin Durant.
That's the best like Yelp review we can give one of Anthony's parties. All right, that'll do it for Locked On Lakers. This has been Harrison Fagan. That was Jared Eprom. Jared, thank you for coming on the show. Actually, I guess I don't really have to thank you. I can literally just make you. You can, as always, you can find the show on iTunes, Megaphone, Panoply, TuneIn, Stitcher, Today's Fast Break, Spotify, Alexa. And we will talk to you again tomorrow if we can like find a reason to keep podcasting.